Ba-bam! I'm your host, Mark Hayford, coming at you like a 15-foot shark right off the Jersey Shore, baby. Jersey! Welcome to the greatest hour of radio when you're talking mindset, attitude, positivity, everything you want, everything you need, baby, to take that first step, to smash your goals, to start dreaming again, to get your success. Yo, this show is so dope, it should be illegal, baby. Put it on your radar every Thursday, 1 to 2, the Get Up Power Hour, right here on 1520 WCHE. Whatchie. And I got to tell you something. I am too hype right now. I got goosebumps, ladies and gentlemen, for the first time in 4.5, let's round up, let's common core my time frame. 5 months, ladies and gentlemen, I am back live, sitting in the studio right here at 1520 WCHE. This is so amazing. I am sitting here, and for the first time, ladies and gentlemen, I am sitting here looking at the Jack Attack, who's working the boards. I've talked to him on the phone. We've been Facebook friends since Facebook came to its introduction. Jack, what is up, dude?
Great to see you in studio, Mark.
It's great to be.
Glad to meet you in person.
And I was just telling Jack off the air, dude, when I talked to you on the phone, I thought you were like some 65-year-old dude who's like doing this because you retired. You're like 24, man.
Yeah.
You're like ready to get life, and that's what's happening. And you know who else we just saw? I went to the back and I got to see the perennial millennial Bree Ezra, who is the pillar of WCHE. I was talking to station manager D Sizzle, Donna Saul, yesterday. It's the gang's getting back together, the band's getting back together, and this is so awesome, man. As I sit here in the studio, I have this giant big plexiglass thing in front of me. So like if Jack was to sneeze, I won't die. It's going to be awesome. And like if someone came in here spraying an Uzi, like we're probably all going to be safe. There's enough hand sanitizer to clean a third world country. And we got freaking little wipes everywhere. This is great. Like we couldn't be safer than here. I have my face mask. I'm wearing a diaper. Like I'm ready to rock, baby. Now look, if this is your first time listening to the Get Up Power Hour, you got to know. Hey, if you don't know, now you know. This is the most hype hour of radio. Make sure that you're tuning in every Thursday from 1 to 2 because we go over everything that's going to help you, especially in these dark days, but in any days. So I'm your host, Mark Hayford, Mark with the C. First of all, yo, let's connect. All your social media, Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, LinkedIn, YouTube, TikTok, Twitter. What? Yes, TikTok. Don't stop. So find me out there. Check out my website, markhayford.com. It's Mark with a C. And out there, we got videos, we got pictures, we got cupcakes. You like cupcakes? Yeah, then go to markhayford.com. And now we got, let me get it, three. You hear me? Three. Trace. Three number one books. We got Get Up Encouraging You to Attack Life. We got 365 Days of Encouraging You to Attack Life. And we got Light Up the Darkness. Holy moly, mother mackerel. This is awesome. So go check that out. Light Up the Darkness is right now on the charts of Amazon. It hit number one in sports psychology, which blows my mind, Jack, because it ain't a sports psychology book. I talk some sports. I see you got your Flyers hat on. I'm really sorry. But, it went number one sports psychology, top 10 in neuro-linguistic programming, top 10 self-help.
Top 10 in anything.
Top 10 in handsome bald guys. And it wound up going, it was number one new release. So that's
congratulations.
So, thank you, dude. Like, it's so crazy to just have that. And now people are, I just got my author copies like 48 hours ago. So I'm signing books. I'm sending them to people. If you want one, just reach out to me. But I see that on social media, people are posting that they're getting Light Up the Darkness. And from what I've been hearing, it's been lighting up the darkness. Like that's the whole just premise of this book. So I got to tell you, first of all, look, if you're into podcasts too, we got the Get Up Podcast, which is on SoundCloud. And that's daily. That's for mindset. That's attitude. That's motivation. Inspiration. Ain't no nation like donation. But in addition to that, we're going to be moving to bigger platforms. We're going to be going on Spotify. We're going to be going on Apple Podcasts. We're going to be going on just all these different podcasts. So it's if you're into podcasting, make sure that you are able to just go out there, find the Get Up Podcast, because that thing, TikTok, you don't stop. And I got to tell you something that's a secret, and I'm not going to tell you what the secret is, but, ladies and gentlemen, yes, I'm not talking about Light Up the Darkness, and no, I'm not talking about Light Up the Darkness audiobook. What I am talking about is something very, very big, which is going to be happening with this show, the Get Up Power Hour show. There is going to be an announcement that I cannot break my silence on this yet because I have not been given the green light. But I've been told that something insane is going to happen that is going to blow this out of the water, take it to the next level like we've never seen before, Get Up Army, like never before, to a whole new level. It's insane, and I'm excited. Now, you guys know how I do. If I'm going to put a guest on this show, I'm very, very specific about who the guest is and what they got going on and what their message is. And you know, I'm not just putting people on. I don't need a guest on the show. I can do an hour, let alone an entire – I do seminars when we're back to normal and in person, okay? I can go for hours. So I don't need a guest. So when I put a guest on, you better believe that it's somebody who I believe is going to fill you up, is going to help you, is going to get you to the next level to where you want to go. And I have some guests, plural, coming on right after the break. And these guests, I mean, first of all, I don't know where to even start because they got so much. They have backgrounds where they've gone through their issues and they're taking their issues that they had to go through and they're using it to their strengths. And now what they're doing is they're taking major platforms and they're doing it to help people. So coming up on this show, this hour, I'm going to be bringing on Vivian Gaspar and Ron Rosnick. Now, they have TV shows. They got Stop My Crisis with Vivian Gaspar, Beyond My Crisis with Ron and Vivian, and they just dropped a brand new book. And check this out, the book. The book is titled 36 Jobs to Get Beyond Your Corona Crisis. So basically, these guys are problem solvers and they fix any crisis. And who doesn't want to know how to have additional sources and multiple income streams in these times right now? You're talking unemployment rates dropping unemployment rates are dropping. There's all kinds of things going on with the economy, lots of uncertainty. So why not? Why not get these guys on? I want to pick their brain. I want to hear what they have to say. So we're going to make this happen in just a bit. Now, in the meantime, guys, what I want you to do is I want you to sit back. I want you to relax. And I want you to open your mind. And I want you to get ready to receive, to get some info that can help you to the next level, that can help you get to the next steps. You know, I was reading... I read a lot and I listen to a lot of audiobooks, and there's so many books that are out there that can just blow your mind. And one of the great authors of the prior centuries name is Alvin Toffler. Now I'm listening to one of his books and I got to tell you that the book is like literally like 14 hours of an audiobook. So it's like hard to get through, but it was written in 1970 and he's talking about the future and the things that can come in the future. And the only thing where Alvin Toffler got it wrong is he undershot where we would be 50 years down the line, which is now in 2020. But one quote that he had in that book is that the illiterate of the 21st century will not be those who cannot read and write, but those who cannot learn, unlearn, and relearn. And if you think, what am I talking about? Well, think about the people you know that don't know how to text. They're like, oh, I just have a hard time with technology. Well, then don't figure it out. Technology was here for all of us at the same time. So we need to learn, unlearn, and relearn. What do you mean unlearn, Hayford? Well, you don't need to know how to do MS-DOS if you're a computer person, because why? Because now we have Windows and we have Macs. You don't need to worry about how to work your flip phone because we're beyond that. Unlearn that. Learn the new technology. Learn the new things. And with that, in these changing times, you need to open your mind so you can have a fresh perspective and you can have a fresh start. Napoleon Hill talked about it in Think and Grow Rich. He said the Great Depression was a fresh start for everyone and pulled everyone back to the beginning point. So I want you to keep that in mind. Now, we're going to go into the first break, and pretty soon on the show, I'm going to be bringing on my guest, and we're going to light up the darkness, baby. That's what we do here every Thursday from 1 to 2, right here on 1520 WCHE. Hey! we're not just back. We're back big time live in the studio right here. 1520 WCHE. It's your boy, Mark Hayford. Yo, you know how we do it here, man. We light up the darkness. There is enough sunshine for everybody to get a tan. And this is all about lifting each other up. That's what we do on the show. And yo, I want to give a shout out because I'm getting mad text messages, lots of love from people. And I want to give a shout out to my man, Matt, who is listening to WCHE right now live via live stream in Aruba. He's on vacation. So what's up, Aruba? Woo! Get a tan for me. I love it. Hey, listen, Get Up Army. I told you I'm protective of this show. I don't need a guest. Sometimes I don't even want a guest. They say, Hayford, can I come on your show? I say, no, I got it. The Get Up Army, I know what they need. But when I bring guests on this show, you better believe that I believe in what their message is and that it can be helpful for you. So I got two rock stars coming on. They don't even need me on this show because these guys run their own shows. And what they do helps others. And that is my MO. I'm all about it. So I'm very excited to bring these guys on and showcase what they got going on and how it can help you right now in 2020. So ladies and gentlemen, please put your virtual hands together for both of my guests, Ron Rosnick and Vivian Gaspar.
Woo! Hi, Mark.
Mark, thank you so much for that very amazing introduction.
What's
I'm
up, friends?
Overly flattered.
You know what?
Amazing to virtually be here with you.
I know. It's so weird doing, you know, you guys do television. You've been on a million radio shows, and you guys are in another state. This is my first time back in the studio, so it's all good. It's exciting. And I was just talking about the projects that you guys do and how you do it. So let me just run down the list here and tell me if I missed anything. First of all, you guys are partners in business. You help other people expand and showcase their business. Now, you got some TV shows. Vivian, you have Stop My Crisis with Vivian Gaspar. You both of you, Ron and Vivian, you have Beyond My Crisis with Ron and Vivian. And you guys just dropped a new book, 36 Jobs to Get Beyond Your Corona Crisis. I mean, what do you not do?
You got it, Mark. You got it.
What do you not do? What don't you guys do? This is amazing. So listen.
Well, I think it's most appropriate that we're on your show today because today, I don't know if you know, it's a record-breaking, not in a good way, day for America. Did you hear what just happened on AP News?
Fill me in, Vivian.
They just posted today that, unfortunately, the U.S. economy has plunged 33% between April and June. That is the worst drop on history since they started keeping records since 1947.
Now, listen, I don't want to be Captain Obvious here. People are scared. That there's so much uncertainty of the future of right now. Someone was telling me the story of another day about someone they work with, a grown man who literally was in tears because of the stress of what has been caused with the pandemic and the economy and all this. But you guys are the difference makers. You're stepping out into the light. And you're creating platforms for people to help them. Now, what is that, first of all? Because that takes a special person. And I know we don't have all the time in the world. And you guys got some great stories. But in a nutshell, I want to hear the backgrounds really quick. What brought you guys to this point to where you have created your TV shows, written these books? What, Ron, how about you? You must have – I know you got battle scars, bro. What's going on in your past?
Yeah, well, I'm doing what I'm doing because – I went through a period of suffering in my life. And I think the suffering that anyone experiences, you can either have PTSD and woes me and cry about it, or you can use it to leverage yourself, lift yourself up. I'm inspired by people who have overcome suffering, and I want to help people that are suffering now. So if you're in a crisis or you just want to improve yourself, we are a platform for improvement and inspiration and empowerment. I would say that's the biggest word, empowerment.
I love it. And that's why I want to showcase you guys.
Yeah. So for me, I'm doing this because I went through a 5-year-long divorce period with my bipolar ex. Oof. And it was really challenging. I represented myself pro se in court, New Jersey courts, and people used to come up to me and says, oh, can you help me with this and this? And I said, sorry, I'm not an attorney, but I listen to them, and my takeaway is there's a lot of people that just don't know what to do. They're overwhelmed. They're depressed. They're anxious. in the times that we have now, people are even more anxious. And I thought, what is going to be my passion in the future? I used to be a technology consultant on Wall Street. I worked at JP Morgan and other companies, and I got tired of it. I wanted to impact more people and help more people. So I partnered with Vivian, who wrote two books, which you didn't mention yet, called Stop My Crisis. And because of the two books, we were invited by Princeton TV to produce our first talk show. And we've been doing it since.
And yeah, that was actually over 4 years ago. We partnered up and started this journey May 2016. And since then, we've now interviewed 95 guest experts on over 500 topics. And these people have flown in from around the world and especially around the country. We're talking people came in from Australia, Germany, Denmark, obviously Canada. And many of them came from California, Oregon, Washington State, Texas, all over the country. Many people from Florida, actually more like 80% of them flew in. Strangely, we live outside of New York City, and very few people were local, actually, out of 95 guests.
How about that?
And these are subject matter experts. We focus on one topic to discuss per show. So one could be domestic violence, divorce, elder care, job loss, mental illness, and we advocate for wherever the truth will bring us. So if we don't put politics in, but we had someone who was suffering with MS and they got rid of all their pharmaceutical medication, and I wouldn't say no to pharmaceuticals. If they, you need it, you need it, but she wound up using medical cannabis and cured most of her ailments.
And she was a ballerina. She was a professional dancer and lost her, almost her ability to walk before she discovered what medical cannabis could do for her. And we're not here to advocate anything. We're here to, you know, really uncover truths and how it's been affecting people's lives personally. It's not about the news that you can't relate to. It's coming straight from people's mouths.
Well, I mean, first of all, there's just so much in what you guys just said. And you hit it home for me. I mean, my father passed away in 2006 after a quarter century battle of MS, and that was hard to watch. That was hard for my family to endure. And you know, if there were more avenues or more people that were showcasing other options at that time, maybe it wouldn't have been as tough. So I applaud what you guys are doing, what you're trying to do. Hey, Vivian, Ron just gave his backstory. What's your story? What, you know, I want the Get Up Army to know, like, why are you qualified? Like, who are you? What are some of the things from your past?
So the reason I wrote the Stop My Crisis book series, it was actually two books. One had there were a total of 82 topics covered. And what I did is I brought together over 50 experts. The reason I did that is I'm a foreclosure remediation expert. I saved over 350 New Jersey families directly from foreclosure and gave over 200 speaking engagements.
Hold on, Vivian. Hold on. Say that, Vivian.
And real estate agents so they could help their clientele.
Vivian, say that. You got to say that again. Say that again. What did you just do? How many people did you help?
Directly, I sat in over 500 families' homes and successfully was able to navigate as clients over 350 families from losing their homes to foreclosure.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
And by the way, the difference between them is not that they were failed attempts, but that unfortunately the banking guidelines were so strict that people had to fit certain criteria. If they did not fit that criteria, unfortunately, they were not able to be helped. I mean, it was an income ratio to the amount of the mortgage payment. So unfortunately, it was not a matter of not wanting to help them or failing to help them. It was about their income fitting that criteria mold. And so there were so many more people. I would venture to guess at least three times as many people that I helped that I did not make a penny on. They could not be clients, but I still wanted to help them with my expertise.
So what I'm hearing here from both of you, you got different backgrounds, you have different stories, but you have a commonality that you're sharing when it comes to your passion for helping others and for doing it in a big way.
Right. So right now, what we really do want to help people with the most is not just getting the information that our authority figures, our experts can convey, but it's also helping them. Our guests are our clients. And the reason we've built up an enormous platform, we started airing just on Princeton TV in 2016. and we've grown not just our staff, which we now work with over 15 to 20 people depending upon the season, but we now air our two television shows on 86 terrestrial television stations, 90 streaming apps, and we're also on 7 major podcast platforms. Since they're TV talk shows, they're also great on podcasts as well.
So people are listening.
And so what we're doing, I'm sorry?
People are listening. They want what you have to offer. It's needed.
Exactly. And so how we help our clients who are our guests is, as you know, business is difficult. People have to find unique ways to stand out. And we very carefully guide them on how to express their expertise as subject matter, not even experts, but authority figures within their industries. So, for example, there's over 56,000 accredited coaches. There's over 1.3 million attorneys in the United States. So how does any one of these individuals stand out amongst their peers to get the business instead of their peers getting their business? And that's just two categories. We've had people from representing over 20 professions as our clients in the last 4 years and change. And so what we do is we give them full, entire half-hour TV shows to really delve deeply into their expertise and to help them stand out. But we do it in such a way that, first of all, it never comes off as an infomercial, as many others in our industry have before. We really help them showcase their information with a really great interview style and that we've really honed in quite well, I think, right?
Yeah, because our viewers and our listeners are people that want to get information. And part of our mission statement is to empower our listeners and our viewers. So we want to get people on our shows that can convey this. And we help craft the show so both the listeners and viewers and our subject matter experts can communicate most effectively.
And we also help them understand that we all know that without social media, marketing-wise, you're dead in the water. And people have to, as you said earlier in your introduction, you have to roll with the times. Just like the expert was teaching people, you got to relearn what's really important, Alvin Toffler said.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing here. I don't care how old you are. I don't care if you're in your 20s or you're in their 60s. If you want to be in business, you have to be on the social media game. So one of the things we do is our clients are coached and assisted and guided to whatever's coming out of their mouth. How will that look as a 20, 30, 40-second social media clip? How will it look as a 3, 4, 5-minute YouTube-sized clip? Because our team, our editors, then extrapolate from the interviews to create these clips so they can promote themselves. Because as you know, Google owns YouTube. Without properly tagged YouTube clips, your business is dead in the water. Not just social media is what matters, but you must have that presence.
So you guys,
and here's these great people, these really talented people that want to help people, and they can't find people unless they connect with people like you and us to kind of like allow more people to understand what they do and how great they are at doing it. So we make connections.
I think that's important.
Together.
So important.
And how
Ron.
Are they the go-to person in other people's eyes? Because celebrity is what sells. And they don't have to be a Kim Kardashian celebrity. They need to be celebrities within their industries.
Well, I'm picking up what you guys are putting down. And here's the thing. There's an old saying that I love that Frank Sinatra does not move the piano. Okay. So like a lot of, you know, a lot of people may have a great message. They may have something that they can offer, but if they don't have the right delivery or the right network or the right platform, that goes on deaf ears. So it's very important for what you guys are doing. And I love what I'm hearing because so listen, Vivian, I told you this story off the air a little while ago. You know, years ago, my wife, Christina, was featured on NBC News because she robbed a lot of supermarkets. No, I'm kidding. She didn't. She was on NBC News because I just want to see if Jack working the board was listening. He is. He's shaking his head at me. Christina wound up, you know, she was on a segment for empowering women. And I'm not going to say who the person was that was interviewing her, but it was so unprofessional in the sense of there was zero prep, there was zero anything. The interviewer wasn't even coercing with her prior to, and 3, 2, 1, live on the air. And then bam, they're away with the interview. And if my wife wasn't professional and an expert at what she does, she would have looked foolish. So what you guys are saying is you're the antithesis of that, to where you actually coach these people on how not to suck, how to be awesome, and how to get their message out. I mean, is that what we're talking about here?
But it's a lot. It's there, but it's really a lot more in depth. I mean, I guide people through about 4 to 7 hours worth of coaching over the course of 4 to 6 phone calls or Zoom calls prior to even being in front of the TV cameras. So I'd say that people have really the full control over their content, and that there's no other way they're going to get that. I mean, you just mentioned your wife's experience. Well, I also have been a guest on NBC, ABC, CBS, and Fox in the markets of San Diego, Reno, Tucson, Albuquerque, and Las Vegas. So I have the experience in doing those interviews on the networks before I created this with my partner, Ron.
So you've been through the snares.
And a huge amount of training. We're not expecting an attorney that spends their life learning their craft or a book author or a professional coach to know all these things. Today, to be successful today, we need to be able to connect with other experts that can help us do what we don't do best, so we could focus on what we do best.
I love it. I love it. I mean, this is how teams are created. Hey, let me get to the bare bones and peel it back for a second here, if you guys don't mind. What was the inspiration? What made you guys say, you know what, we're going to start the shows. We want to TV shows. What gave you that idea? What gave you that spark? I know, Ron, you have a lot of background in tech and all that. Why television? Where did you guys? How'd you settle on that?
Well, so many people, well, first of all, let's take a step back. I saw from my own experiences, having paid a TV coach well over $20,000, but I knew how important it was to really look and sound and be amazing in presentation on television. And there's a whole methodology around that. And my television coach is great. He taught every little nuance and how you go out into the markets and you fly around the country. But the thing is, you don't have the control like your wife's experience, and it's 2, 3, 4 minutes max, and that's it. Then you're done, and you go, and it airs live, and it's one and done, is what I call it.
Yeah.
With us, for one time in front of our cameras, our clients air continuously, ongoing for years. And there's really no other place where you're going to have that kind of repetitive airplay. And we actually air our TV shows in 25 countries and in 23 states at this point. And even as we add new TV stations, they never pay another penny. They just keep adding to the roster of more and more stations. And our largest TV station is Caribbean Media Broadcasting Corporation, Caravision.
I love it.
And they are headquartered in the Caribbean. They air their shows, and they're actually headquartered in Barbados, but they air in 23 or 22 Caribbean island nations and the United Kingdom and the Ontario portion of Canada, as well as New York, New Jersey, and their subscription app. And this huge, wonderful, amazing corporation chooses to air Stop My Crisis and Beyond My Crisis 16 times a week.
That's incredible. You guys are international, baby. That's what
That's
we do
right.
here at Get
means
Up Army.
Not just us, our guests, our clients are also seen 16 times a week.
So let me ask you this. That's a great lead into my next question. Who are your clients? Who are the people that come to you that say, you know, I want to be on, I have something to share. I want help. I want a platform to get my message out. I need some help with my delivery. Who are these
We've
people?
We've been so blessed to have such a really great variety of experts, everyone from an amazing attorney in California who helps people on how to interact with family child protective services if they come to their door, Vince Davis, to an amazing shaman who breaks the stereotypes of what's a shaman, and he's in Arizona along with his wife, so it's Barry and Gayla Gordon. A lady from Florida who helps people with addiction and recovery. I mean, so she's an amazing coach, as well as several other types of attorneys. We've had several on recovery.
Jim Cullum.
Yes. Oh my gosh, there's so many.
And these are all these are not the hypnotists that would make you bark like a chicken on a stage. This is like NLP, neuro-linguistic programming, and other imprinting, so we could be better people. These are trusted professionals that you put your life and your hands into, and they will help you.
I love it.
So we only want to work with people that are authentically interested in improving other people's lives.
And well, this hypnotist is actually bought in by the state, as well as by dentists, to have non anesthesia pain relief for dental procedures. I mean, these are really the high-level secrets that you wouldn't know about. But like I said, we've had over 90 of them, and we've been flown in to work with people. So it's pretty amazing, as people coming to our TV studios.
What you guys are doing is amazing, and this whole conversation is. And I could go hours with this, but we're almost up against the break here. So before I talk about what we're going to talk about in the next segment, because I'm so excited to get to this, but before I do that, where can people find Stop My Crisis with Vivian Gaspar and Beyond My Crisis with Ron and Vivian? How can people check that out?
Sure. The easiest thing is to go to our website, which is VRRmediaProductions.com, or, of course, Google us.
Or StopMyCrisis.com, which forwards over to the other site, or Binge TV.
Yes, we're also on Binge TV. But the easiest thing is just Google us, Vivian Gaspar and
Ron Rosnick.
I love it. Vivian and Ron, when we come back in a second, I want to tear into what I am so excited about. You got a brand new book. It's 36 Jobs to Get Beyond Your Corona Crisis. And I want to talk about it. I want to hear what's in it. And you guys are the chef, and I'm just the dude ready to eat. You got to fill me up, baby. I'm ready to go. So, hey, get up, Army. We're going to be back in 60 seconds. Don't you even get up for a pee break, baby. We got two rock stars on with us that are game changers. I got Vivian Gaspar, Ron Rosnick. I'm Mark Hayford, and you are listening to 1520 WCHE. Welcome back, baby. This is the Get Up Power Hour. It's your boy, Mark Hayford, right here on 1520 WCHE. Wango, Charlie, Hayford, excellent. Hey, greatest hour of radio. You know it. And if you didn't know, now you know. This is what we're talking about. We got two rock stars on here. We got Vivian Gaspar and Ron Rosnick. These guys have their television shows, Stop My Crisis with Vivian Gaspar and Beyond My Crisis with Ron and Vivian. We just talked about the amazing stuff and platform that these guys have created for all walks of life to come on and share and lift other people up and how they prep them and get it done the right way. So that is so uber exciting to me. But now I gave you guys the cliffhanger. I volleyed it up, and now we're going to smash it over the net, because Ron and Vivian have a new book. And listen, the people that are putting books out now are on purpose, right? We talked about, obviously, you guys are on the radar of, I got my new book, and I feel like this one is another book that's out there that is going to be able to serve up a big fat bowl of assistance to people that need it. And this book is called 36 Jobs to Get Beyond Your Corona Crisis. Guys, welcome back. Talk to me about this new book that you dropped. What's going on with this?
Yes, we knew that people have to get help fast. We started this book project only a couple months ago, and now is the prime time that it's being released by August 10th. But here's the problem. Everyone knows that the government has not extended or even replaced the missing $600 a week that 30 million Americans were receiving. Mm. So now, unfortunately, it looks like there's going to be a big need to pivot. So many people are like, okay, so what do I do now? Regular employment's not cutting it. It's just not enough. But now it's here. We are going to come out with, basically, it's a manual. And we're saying a list of 36 jobs to meet everyone's different talent levels, whether it's replacing someone's blue-collar abilities or even if they're college level, everything in between. That's why it's 36 different and specific jobs. And we're literally making it how to do this, 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 and this. You don't have to guess at anything. You don't have to be high level anything before this. This is for everyone's different levels. And here's a couple of examples.
I mean, also we have different kinds of jobs that we put on between virtual assistants and people who want to do writing. But whatever talent and skill you have, we help you put the business side into effect. Many people are W-2 workers that are furloughed or out of work permanently, and they don't know what it is to run a business. So we're helping new people that haven't done businesses get their business put together really simply. We're going to have forms that they can use and a systemized approach to running a simple business, whether it's you're helping with dog care or you're doing gardening for people or you're doing cleanouts or porch pickups or...
Well, moving. There's people still looking to flee urban areas before the second wave really truly hits us badly. And there's plenty of people who are just dying to move. So all those people need to might need help packing up to move. And then you even have student tutoring. There's a lot of states who are still considering even starting up in the fall, going straight back to remote learning. Unfortunately for the parents who are struggling, well, now is the time. A lot of those people could use some help with their kids, and making yourself available to do that, there's so much availability for that.
But, you know, Mark, these jobs are suggestions and ideas, and the key is what you mentioned before and in your book, get up, you know, get things, start activating ourselves and be in action. Right now, a lot of people are living in fear. Do you remember what the acronym for fear means?
False evidence appearing real, baby.
Yes, yeah. False evidence appearing real. And here we are with a pandemic, and people who are scared, they're experiencing false evidence appearing real. It's a wake-up call for us to start doing new things to improve our lives, to be connected lovingly, heartfelt, passionately, to help humanity at this time, not to grab what you can and run away and harm others. It's a time of helping our communities, and the part of the basis of this book is to express that, like, think about the things that you can do to help your families, help your communities, help your nation, and anything you can be of service, you can get paid for. You can earn money, but the mentality that you approach this is the key thing right now. Drop the fear, relearn what you need to learn, just like you were talking about that author from New York City. Toffler?
Yeah, Alvin Toffler, right?
We have to unlearn our conditioning and learn new conditioning and be effective at that.
Well, we all run in paradigms, and so many of these paradigms are from before we even realized what we were learning, what we saw, you know, with the people that were in charge of us when we couldn't take care of ourselves. And a lot of that's built in our DNA. And that goes back to that quote that the illiterate of the 21st century are going to be not those who cannot read and write, but those who cannot learn and unlearn and relearn, right? And you know what, Ron, I gotta tell you, Jack Attack just woke up over here at the boards. Like you're saying, he's shaking his head. Yeah, he's excited. I mean, this is what we need more in this time, man. We need more people stepping up like this that are offering hands, offering suggestions. Too many people are dragging down, going towards the negative. You guys are fighting through that crap, and I applaud both of you. And what I'm hearing, this book is for all different skill levels. Is that right?
Yes. An ability to take the bull by the horns. In other words, we're not giving everything that's very complex. We're making it very keeping it simple.
Yeah.
And very, that's very zero to low cost of starting up.
But it's got to be inspirational. It's got to be something that someone can do, take action. Just don't read this book. You won't help us out at all. You won't do what we want you to do. Read the book and get into action. You don't have to do any of these 36 jobs. You have to just start doing and thinking positively. Get that negative thought process out of your head, because the book is about being positive and doing what you can do, not what you can't do.
Oh, I love it. Don't even get me rolling on this, baby. This is the hot tip right here. That's what I'm talking about. Like, people mistake positivity as cupcakes, unicorns, fairy dust, and being soft. Positivity is mental fortitude. It's toughness. It's walking through the fire, having the battle scars, and knowing that, you know, it could be going sideways. The wheels might come off. Things aren't perfect, but you got to keep punching. You got to keep fighting. You got to keep stepping forward and find a way out. That's what you guys are serving up. I love it. Hey, tell me this.
And we walk on this earth for experiences. And these experiences are not always fun. We have pain. The human experience has a lot of pain in it. And we can't run away and avoid pain. We're here to have this experience. And so embrace the pain and bring it on and then get through it. Because that pain will be a thing of the past when you're in action doing the thing that drives your passion.
Eat that for breakfast, baby. Put some mustard on it and eat it. Hey, can you guys give me a couple examples? Like, what are some of the jobs that you suggest in the book for different skill levels? Just throw a couple out there. I'm curious. I can't wait to get my hands on this.
All right, for people who enjoy being just physical and they just don't have to even look at a computer screen, plenty of people, like I said before, are going to need to move. Just help them people pack up their possessions, move to their other place, and unpack. That's the real need. There's plenty of people who are working who can afford to pay for that.
And getting rid of their clutter. People want to sell off their items or dump it. This is an important job right now.
Split the proceeds. Listen, you don't have to have a lot of expertise to quickly learn how to do Facebook Marketplace, a Craigslist, anything like that. And if someone has a lot of stuff to sell, you simply split the proceeds with them. It's a win-win all around. And then, unfortunately, we know we have to do even better with our social distancing. That's become a little bit of an overheard statement. But then we have to think about the wakes, the funerals. They have to become more Zoom-based. We can't have 40, 50, 100 people at a funeral a week anymore. That can't be done, and people need to do those services of the videography. But you don't have to be a professional. We could just offer yourself up and be lower priced and get that work associated with the funeral home if you partner with them.
This is so exciting. This is so exciting, guys. I love what you're doing. I've been DJing almost 20 years, and this spring was the first, you know, I think we can get desensitized when we're a quote-unquote expert in our field, and we've been doing it for a long time. Well, this was the first time in two decades where I DJed a virtual prom. And that was because having to relearn, right? Having to grow. And I think these times of discomfort, there's so much opportunity out there. And we have to lean, as Ron was talking about, into the positive. And I think that is tremendous, that mindset. It's paramount, because if you're not going to adapt that mindset, you're going to lose today. I wish I could keep you guys on for 5 hours, because you got so much knowledge and information here.
And if I could say, Mark, you got to remember something. Unemployment rate might be around 15%, but if you flip down, that's not total loss. I mean, that means over 80% of people are still working. And a lot of those people have the money to pay other people to do services. I mean, these working people can't necessarily sit with their children who have to be homeschooled to do that remote learning. So maybe they can, if you have several clients and together you can make a full-time living, serving 4 or 5 clients for helping their kids with their remote learning that's become a necessity.
And we give you ideas. We give you websites and other places to go to kind of market your new business or your side job until your career can take off again after the pandemic lifts.
And this is what I'm talking about. And this is why Get Up Army, I have these two on here, because it's not all about, hey, look what we're doing. They're literally showcasing other platforms, making you aware what is out there so you can pull yourself up by your bootstraps and you could start getting creative with your income and with your life. And I love that. I applaud it so much. Get Up Army, salute you guys. Incredible.
Yeah.
Incredible. What a great interview both of you are. I'm so thankful that you took the time to call in from out of state to share with my audience and the Get Up Army about what they can do to better themselves and what you guys are offering out there. So if I can just the laundry list of what you have again, guys, I want you to go out there and check out their TV shows, Stop My Crisis with Vivian Gaspar, and Beyond My Crisis with Ron and Vivian. And I believe you guys said August 10th is going to be the drop of the brand new hot book, 36 Jobs to Get Beyond Your Corona Crisis. And guys, one more time, please tell the audience where they can go out to find and connect with you.
So it's real easy. Well, our toll-free number is 1-800-977-1077. And you could just reach out to us on VRRmediaProductions.com is our website, and you have the email addresses from there.
And we're real people. So I don't want anyone to feel shy, like this is a celebrity that I can't connect with. You can connect with us. You email us, you call us, we'll really actually speak to you. We want to connect with people. We want your suggestions. We want to improve what we do. So if you have any tips and advice for us, we're willing to take it and give it an exchange and be part of this community.
And I'm having a shout out right now, Mark, to anyone who understands that they need to do something very special to promote their business and want to be a guest on our shows. Reach out to me. It's very easy. It's Vivian@StopMyCrisis.com. And that's Vivian at StopMyCrisis.com.
Yes, it is, lady. Yes, it is. Yo, Vivian Gaspar, Ron Rosnick, guys, thank you so much for coming on and sharing the awesome of what you guys do in life. I want to thank you, and I want you to keep punching. And, hey, we're going to have you back on this again. I want to talk to you guys when this book releases in a couple of months. We're going to get you back, and we're going to unleash you to the Get Up Galaxy once again. But I want to thank you guys. And now, everybody out there in Get Up Land, Radio World, listen to 1520 WCHE. We're taking the last quick break, and then we're going to come back for some powerful final thoughts right here, 1520 WCHE. Can't stop, won't stop. Yo, you're in the hot box. This ain't a radio show. This is a rock show, baby. 1520 WCHE, the Get Up Power Hour. It's Mark Hayford. And yo, how hot was that, right? That was so dope, man. You got Vivian Gaspar, Ron Rosnick coming on. They're talking about their shows. They're talking about their new book that's coming out, 36 Jobs to Get Beyond Your Corona Crisis. Hey, I'm talking to you. This is a call to action. I got 2 minutes left before I get kicked off the airways and Jack Attack goes on out here in WCHE land and promotes the awesome. I'm going to tell you right now, I want you to get up. I want you to look up. I want you to take another step. I want you to pick yourself up. And when you're strong enough, I want you to pick up someone else who can't pick themselves up. There's enough sunshine out here for all of us to get a tan and to get warm. So you don't have to fight over it. Forget the crabs in a bucket mentality. Don't go to that competitive space. I want you to go to your creative space. You were meant for more. You are unique. You are special. And we're all here to play a part. And I don't want you to forget who the heck you are. So I want you to step up. And I want you to rip off that blanket of fear, because fear is crap and it's a liar and it's going to keep you paralyzed and unmotivated. What I want you to do is I want you to get brave and I want you to have some courage. And the only time you can have courage is when you have fear, when you have anxiety. So get courageous. It's time. It's time for you to rise up. I don't want you to forget that this is a marathon, not a sprint. Your situation might suck right now, but this situation is not your final destination. And you were meant for more. Do you hear what I'm saying? I'm going to say it again. You were meant for more. It's what you make of it. It's all perspective. Everything sucks or everything's great. It depends what you want to focus on. And I suggest you put your energy into getting great. Let's get uncomfortable. Let's start taking a step and let's start becoming victorious. Let's stop being a victim. Being a victim sucks. You have one of two choices. You're the hammer or you're the freaking nail. Be the hammer. Start swinging. That's what this is about. I suggest you hammer some nails and you start right now. See, that's what's beautiful about this. And this is what awesome comes out of this, out of a pandemic, out of whatever the numbers are, out of unemployment, out of everything. It puts you in a state of discomfort and it makes you make a choice where you have to get your back off the wall. You have to start swinging. You have to start fighting. I'm right here with you and I'm swinging and I'm fighting and we're just getting hot, Get Up Army. We can't stop, won't stop every single week. I'm calling you to take the lead, to set the pace and to start stepping into your greatness. I want you to start believing that you can win because you can. And if you think I'm yelling at you, you're right, and it's with love. And I got to get out of here. But I love you guys. I appreciate you guys for all your support, and I got your back. And until next week, you stay strong, keep the faith, and let's light up the darkness together. I am always in your corner. This is Mark Hayford.